Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
They were 0 for coming in. They've got another one. Jason Zucker with the deflection. Back-to-back goals by Zucker, and the Sabres are up 5-2.
That was Jason Zucker's second goal of the second period, another power play goal. The Sabres, by the way, Paul, have scored, three power play goals last night? That's another nice thing to see, them actually being able to score on the power play.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that they may have a good opportunity to break their power play streak since Ottawa is so bad on the penalty kill. Mm-hmm. And Kachuk is out for a couple of months.
Yeah, that's not great for them.
You know, so that's not going to help their cause at all. So I was thinking that maybe they could get off the power play Schneid, and they certainly did in a big way, scoring three.
And they also had a shorthanded goal, too, courtesy of Ryan McLeod, which was nice to see. Anyway, the Sabres getting three power play goals, a shorthanded goal, and the second power play goal scored by Zucker, assisted by Josh Doan and Tage Thompson, as the Sabres getting an 8-4 win last night. Welcome back on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it at Northtown. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton with you. Paul, definitely wanted to get back into the conversation, jump back in on Josh Doan. Man, when the Sabres made the trade earlier this offseason with J.J. Paterka going to the Utah Mammoth, and it was Kesselring and Paterka in return, you know, my first thought with the trade was, hey, they're going to get a couple of guys, especially Kesselring being that right shot defenseman, a big, powerful shot guy, but who skates incredibly well for the big size he is. There's your right shot defenseman for a guy like Owen Power, who's been looking for that consistent partner for a while. Well, we haven't seen Kesselring because he's been injured, but the other guy in that trade was Josh Doan, who at least in the very early goings through four games, through the preseason, through training camp, like you said, Paul, and I wholeheartedly agree with you, he's a guy that's going to, I think, be a fan favorite, not just for the short-term future, but I think he's going to be a guy that this team probably is going to look to sign long-term, keep him in the fold, and really kind of make him a staple piece of this organization going forward.
Well, what he will do is do anything to win a hockey game, and, you know, Kevin Adams had told us at the time of the trade that, you know, Doan was a requirement to be in that deal. A lot of people thought he was just a throw-in. And then Utah's GM, when he was talking, confirmed it. Said that, you know, the trade was off the table. But he said if we wanted J.J. Paterka bad enough and we decided that we did, we had to put Doan in the trade. Otherwise, Kevin Adams told them no trade. We're not doing the trade without him. And so they decided that they would add Doan to the trade, and the trade was made. So, I still think the fans are really going to like Michael Kesselring, too, when he's healthy and ready to play.
Oh, yes.
I really enjoyed watching him play for Team USA. Not that I didn't know of him or hadn't seen him play, but I got to see all 10 games for Team USA, and he was on in quite a few of the important situations when Team USA was trying to hold on to a lead, one goal lead or something like that. He was out there and doing a good job. And I thought to myself, but you know, that's a pretty good hockey player there. Yeah. And I, of course, remember what he did to the Buffalo Sabres when Utah was in. Got the Gordie Howe hat trick in one period. You know, he started the second period off with a fight with Malenstein.
Yep.
And then scored a goal and people that maybe don't realize that he is the second hardest shot in the NHL behind Tage Thompson. For a while, he had the hardest shot. And then the next game, when Tage took one that was harder and got it back, but he scored the goal. And then right before, it was interesting who he absolutely undressed for this last play. It was J.J. Paterka. He had gotten the puck along the left wing wall, came along the blue line, was coming, you know, parallel to the blue line, and then cut in. And J.J. Paterka just lazily spun around and then lazily kind of stuck his stick out there. You know, there was no intensity in that defensive posture whatsoever. Kesselring blew around him and passed the puck over for a tap-in goal off the post right before the period ended.
Yeah.
So that's how he got his Gordie Howe hat trick. So, you know, I was aware of him. Plus, I had forgotten he scored against Devin Levi, too, his first NHL goal in Buffalo. So he's done rather well in his short stint when he has played in Buffalo, but unfortunately for the Sabre fans, he has not played a regular season game yet. Doesn't look like it's real close on the horizon either. He's not skating yet.
And that's not great to see, but Paul, I don't know how much you know about Josh Stone's story, but it's really interesting and really fun too, because Josh Stone was a bit of a late bloomer. He's 23 years old right now, but he was an overager when he was drafted in the second round by the Coyotes in 2021. At that time, I believe his dad Shane was obviously a Coyotes legend, and he was, I believe, some sort of role, senior advisor or something like that in the organization.
Right.
But he plays in the USHL. His first year, not great. Again, a little undersized but all of a sudden became this little bit of a late bloomer and sort of grew late. Put up 31 goals, 70 points in 53 games with the Chicago Steel during the COVID year in 2020-21. Then gets drafted, goes to Arizona State, and becomes a staple of that team. 37 points, 38 points in college, which is very good numbers for him.
In less than 40 games.
Yes,
like
exactly.
37 points in 35 games.
Yep, 38 points in 39 games. So, like, Josh Doan came into his own late, but, you know, obviously goes to his...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Dad's organization and plays relatively well. And then, you know, last year goes to Utah with the Utah Hockey Club at the time, now the Mammoth, and puts up a respectable 19 points in 51 games for a guy that was kind of a depth piece in the lineup. But like Kevin Adams was clamoring for with Josh Stone, a lot of people believed that there was so much more to his game. Not only was he a big, strong physical presence, but he had enough skill and he had enough of the headiness to him to potentially be a really solid middle six type of forward that could contribute in your lineup night in and night out and give 100% every time he steps on the ice.
Yeah, and even in with the Tucson Roadrunners in the AHL, I mean, he scored 26 goals and only played 62 games.
Right.
And then before being called up to Utah, he played 28 more and scored 11 more in just 28 games. So that's a 90-game sample of 37 goals that he got in the AHL. So he's got an elite shot. Now, we haven't really had a chance to see it yet. But, you know, that you would think is going to translate into goals. But even if it doesn't, I honestly... For the type of player he is and will always be, I think he's always going to be a very useful piece of the puzzle, even if the goal scoring doesn't translate to the NHL. And last year in the NHL, he had to get used to the NHL. It's as simple as that. That's why his numbers weren't great. but he had to get used to the NHL. And as he played and as he got into the second half of the season, he played much better.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't as timid, meaning don't want to make a mistake timid, timid that he wouldn't hit anybody.
Right. No, he's definitely a guy that will go to the dirty areas to make a play.
Yeah, there wasn't a fear that, I don't want to make the big mistake or anything like that. He decided, he got some confidence in his abilities and himself that, hey, I belong here, and played like it. So that's, something that, I think Kevin Adams liked with what he saw there and just thought, all right, if we're going to send you a 27 and 28 goal score, you're just not going to get him for nothing. So, and a lot of folks who just, as both players, let's face it, the Utah Hockey Club or the Arizona Coyotes weren't big on the TV list. As far as, if you're a casual fan, how many times were you watching that team? So it's like, who? Michael Kesselring and Josh Doan?
Right.
I thought it was Shane Doan. Did he come out of retirement? What?
Well, I do want to say, Paul, there are a lot of striking similarities between Shane Doan and Josh Doan. I know that Shane was definitely not as flashy and as skilled as his son, but, I mean, he was a leader. He was a meat and potatoes type of player. He kept things really gosh darn simple on the ice, but he was super effective. He was a great leader, and he just did everything that a team could ask of him, and he would do it to the best of his abilities, and oftentimes he did a really good job getting the job done, even though the Coyotes for so many years struggled with him on the ice, and even dating back to the old Winnipeg Jets. I mean, he was only 19, I think, at the time when the Jets left for Arizona, but still, like, he was that type of player that when he did become a free agent back in, 2011, 2012, there were teams clamoring for him. Even the Sabres were in on those discussions, trying to get him to come to Buffalo and leave Arizona and be a very solid middle, top six forward, middle six forward, and even as an old grizzled veteran, he decides to stay in Arizona, and you commend him for it because he was a face of that franchise forever. He still maybe is the best Coyotes player to ever play for that team. There's a lot of things that I remember watching in Shane Doan that I see in Josh Doan right now, and I think that if Josh Doan is able to do what his dad did and integrate a little more skill and a little more pizzazz in that style of play, I think Josh Doan's going to be one of the more entertaining players that Sabres fans will love for years to come.
When you describe Shane Doan, you described his son.
Yeah.
They play exactly the same way. And
helps having a dad like that.
It's interesting. I don't know if you know this or not, but I do know it as fact. When the Sabres were trying to trade Michael Pekka, there were two trades on the table which Darcy Gear had to choose from. One was Shane Doan, and he chose the Islander trade with Conley and, Pyatt.
Yeah, Taylor Pyatt.
He chose that one instead of the Shane Doan trade. So he could have become a Buffalo Sabre. It's just the Sabres decided not to choose that trade. They chose the other.
Michael Pekka, 2005. No, hold on.
I'm very poor at remembering dates like that. I just tried to look up
Michael Pekka trades and NHL trade tracker. The history didn't show his, which is really weird. So now I'm on Wikipedia, which is always a great, accurate site to look up information.
No, all you got to be is on HockeyDB. I just found it.
Islanders.
To be on there. That was at June 24th, 2001.
2001, Connolly and Pyatt. Yeah, man. Those two players turned out to be really key catalyst pieces for the 05-06 Sabres. If Tim Connolly did not get concussed in that.
And Pekka was
round.
A big trade the other way.
Yeah.
I mean, on July 8th, 1995, it was Pekka, Mike Wilson, and a number one pick, which was Jay McKee, to the Sabres for Alexander Mogilny, and a fifth round pick that turned out to be Todd Norman.
Yeah.
So that was a big trade also that Pekka was involved in.
Yeah, Michael Pekka involved in some big trades over the years. 803-0551, 888-550-2550. We'll step aside and we'll come back here on the North Todd Automotive Extra Point Show. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton filling in today and also tomorrow for you with plenty of hockey talk for you. And if you want to integrate some Bills talk as well on their bye, you're more than welcome to, more than happy to. 803-0551, 888-550-2550 here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.